This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Find out what that means later in this half hour of the Good Day program. Then Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us for an update on Ebola problems on this Good Day. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day way to work our way through the moments of import in your life today. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler are here. Some people in the news. Hugh Jackman treated for skin cancer. This is the third time he's been diagnosed and treated for skin cancer. He's all good now. I wonder if this comes from, there are some people, it's a basal cell carcinoma, and he's been treated for this two or three times in the last just couple of years. It's the most common type of skin cancer in our country, usually entirely treatable. Skin Cancer Foundation warns the disease can cause disfigurement. That's what happened to John McCain. You may remember, he doesn't ever turn his face to the left anymore. You notice that because of the carcinoma, he had a problem. And it goes back to his being in the Hanoi Hilton.
Right.
I'm guessing that Australia actor outside a lot. Sun is, by the way, stronger in some places on the planet than others. You knew that, right? If you're exposed to the sun in the equator, it's much more harsh
more
than
intense.
If you're... And then there are places that people say the North Pole, South Pole, because the atmosphere is thinner there and there isn't as much protection from the ultraviolet light, you can get it if you're not protected. But who's going to be in the sunlight, direct sunlight in the Antarctic or the Arctic without having about 35 layers?
A friend of ours, our friend Maria, her husband had a couple of bouts with it.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's freaky because, you know, they find just a little thing on your face.
Right.
And then once they kind of dig in to try and get it, it goes deeper.
Remember
and deeper.
When I had that, I had what was, I was told it was precancerous cells on my skin, and I treated it with these little drops, and it supposedly eked out, and I had to test it again, and it's gone. But it eked out whatever those precancerous cells were in the skin, and it left it all red and kind of raw. And then now there's just, if you look at it carefully, there's just a little bit of a darker patch. The skin's just a little darker in color. Yeah, but you don't mess around with that stuff under any stretch of the imagination. Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Martin. I just actually learned about this, Jennifer. I was in the, when did I go? Thursday night. I brought Charlotte to get her acupuncture treatment, and in the vet's office, all of these gossipy magazines, entertainment magazines, in which you see nothing about Ebola, nothing about the West Bank, nothing about anything except pure gossip. And so I saw for the first time that Jennifer Lawrence had been hanging around with Chris Martin.
Before you go there,
you know,
describe the surroundings in the office where you take your dog for its acupuncture.
Are there candles and potpourri?
Right. I mean, what kind of other people and animals are there? And just
lots of people not like you.
I would imagine that. That you got me on.
Sensitive people who love their dogs. And their animals. This is a guy who's world-renowned as an acupuncturist. And he's got all the great degrees and pedigrees and stuff, if you'll pardon the pun.
A lot of ladies there, older ladies there with the little dogs that they have in the little bags.
Well, not necessarily. No, I actually find a lot of people. This isn't an area of Boston that's a suburban Boston that's fairly upscale.
No kidding. Really?
Yeah. And people,
it shocks me that a dog acupuncturist office wouldn't be in the hood.
Well, no, probably not in there. Right. It is in a hood, but not the hood you're thinking.
How much does it cost you to get acupuncture treatment for your dog?
$85.
No, that's not too bad.
Nope, it's not. And it's worth every bit of it because I've seen Charlotte. You would not believe, even though Charlotte, my bulldog, for those of you who are new to the program, Charlotte has been
my constant companion. She's a 14-year-old bulldog, unheard of, generally speaking, anyway. She's had a very active, full life on the farm, lots of running activity. She eats well. I've taken very good care of her because I love her. And I wouldn't do any less for anybody else or anything else that I loved in life. Give them the best because they deserve it.
And given the fact that she got run over by a truck and her eyeballs popped out three months ago, it's absolutely amazing she's alive.
The fact that she didn't die, but when I brought her up there on Thursday, he's been saying this last 3 or 4 weeks, but he said, you realize how remarkable it is, this dog, and he checks her vital signs. He says her vital signs are getting stronger and stronger all the time. He says she must be sensing something is good in her life, and there's good around. Well, she's always been surrounded by good, but she just is her strength.
Hey, the life of a dog is pretty good anyway, but once you go blind and you get weighted on hand and foot, it's all good, baby.
Well, but she doesn't, you know, she's not letting it get to her like it would, I mean, in the person of a human, the ultimate is being able to see, feel, enjoy all of your senses.
Don't you think we're pretty adaptable, though? And I think dogs must be pretty adaptable beings as well.
Yes.
Very adaptable. So interesting. Over the
more adaptable than we are by far.
Well, much more.
I don't know, because I was listening to this this interview with Brian Stowe's family. Brian Stowe is the guy who got his head essentially bashed in at a Dodger game. He's a Giants fan at a Dodger game, right?
Right.
And so his parents were on, and they were talking about how he just has this incredible sense of being blessed, and that he feels like he's going to walk again, and he'll have a normal life when everything points to the fact that he won't. And so this doctor came on and was talking about how that is our brain's defense mechanism. People that have brain damage will automatically have that sense of feeling that they can do something again because it's the way that we survive. And I was thinking in my own life, my aunt had a stroke, a very severe stroke, and she talks constantly about how she's going to get up and walk again and do this and that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I think our brains and our bodies do try to protect us on some level.
Well, I think that we have it so much as attitude. It really is. And the dog, there's not a stronger dog around than this dog. Yeah, she amazes everybody. And there was Meredith has a horse farm next to my dairy farm. And there's a lady over there who's a vet who rides a horse. And she came over to see Charlotte and was awestruck at the strength. I mean, the power physically that she still has to get around, even though she has, you know, the drawback of not being able to see, her eyeballs are gone. She got a little twist to her neck, but it doesn't stop her at all. She's an inspiration beyond.
She sounds like a cartoon superhero.
She really is. There should be a TV show.
It's so odd, and it's just, you know, a blind bulldog.
I've been so blessed by having this.
No, it's a crazy story.
Yeah, it's a great story. Anyway, how do we get off?
It can only
Jennifer
happen
Lawrence.
To you, by the way.
Thank you, Richie. I appreciate that.
You were in your dog's acupuncture office.
Oh,
yeah,
that,
reading,
then I
reading
went to,
the gossip magazines.
Richie brought me back around.
Jennifer Lawrence.
All right, so Jennifer Lawrence is America's darling, quite a good actress, quite attractive.
Quirky and cute.
Kind of. She's 24. How old is Chris Martin? 37. 13 years, that's okay. So they got together after he left Gwyneth Paltrow. And apparently she was encouraging it for whatever the reason. What is it, was it called? Consciously uncoupling?
Right.
Yeah.
She called it that, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when he introduced her to the children, however, she said he could have done worse. Anyway, so God love her. This sort of thing goes on.
But
the reason I brought it up is because of the gossipy stuff. Well, that was how this happened. I was in the acupuncture dog office, and I saw this. I didn't realize Jennifer Lawrence was dating. You have been holding back on me, Jennifer. You usually are up on all of this stuff and usually bring us up to date on all this stuff, and I did not know that Jennifer Lawrence
sometimes
was
sometimes I don't get an opportunity to speak very often, Doug.
Or she's afraid that you're going to say, who cares?
Right, okay. I hear something that we all care about. Yesterday, I spent a lot of time, and I actually want to go through this with Jack when he's here with us in a few minutes. The this new test, there are two tests in the medical vernacular this week, and bless us all, they have nothing to do with Ebola. And so the Boston Heart focus on fatty acid balance. This is a company headquartered here in Framingham where I live, and it's gone through the fatty acid balance test that has been done on the Framingham Heart Study people, and it's really quite remarkable, Richie, as to what it says or the focus on things that we kind of take for granted as we talk every day about Omax 3 Ultra Pure and the triglyceride numbers that are important for us to know, mm-hmm. cholesterol numbers important for us to know, the things that are in your blood. And it sort of brings me around to talking about the other focus, this young woman who's now become a billionaire because she developed a system to have a prick test of your finger, take all of the blood. You know, you get a little prick test, just a drop of blood. And she figured out how to test that drop of blood for 70 different items. If you went by the old Quest test method, they'd be taking 7 vials of blood out of your body to do all those tests. Now, with this young lady's new invention...
What kind of test?
Excuse me, it's a prick test. Just, you know, have a little...
Ignore her. Move along.
I am. She's being a jerk, and I just am ignoring her.
Yes, you are.
She knows you're easy, so she went for it.
No, she went for it twice already today, and I've ignored it.
Because you keep saying it.
Well, because that's what it is. It's a prick test. That's what it is. Then take a little piece of razor blade, and they stick it into your finger, and it's called a prick test. Just because you have a warped sense of what other way we have to see.
I think we're just having one of those tests right now, actually. You passed.
Really?
Move along.
Anyway. See, well, never mind. I am going to move along, yes. So where was I? Oh, I was talking about Omax 3 Ultra Pure. That's my...
Boy, I can't wait till they hear this one.
This is a keeper.
I'll be very surprised if Omax 3 is still on the program tomorrow.
Well, if they have, we can put somebody else there. This is happy to get listeners and exposure to this. Anyway.
Should we just call this one quits and try it again later?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the point here, what is my point? I had two different points I was trying to make. Both of them were attached to real research.
It's all your fault.
So if I can get into this and you can shut Jennifer's microphone off when Jack is here, perhaps we might be able
to talk about this again.
Let's just call this one quits and try it again later.
I want to get Jack to talk about
we will. It's 18 past the hour.
It's 18 past the hour. That's true.
We're having a baby, so we got to find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
I'd say 10.
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston beer from the Boston Man. Take it responsibly.
And now another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
The
human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you are not aware that Taylor Swift has a new album out this week, certainly not her fault. The rollout for 1989, which has done very well with the critics, named for Taylor Swift's birth year, has been as meticulous and eagerly pored over as a presidential campaign. It's the big pop music. She's not a country star anymore, Jennifer. She's the big pop music star.
She said goodbye to country.
Yeah, this has no country flair to it at
not
all.
At all. Let's see here.
She's been going that way for a while.
Really? She's very smart, I think. She and Gaga, would you put the two of them together in terms of smart?
I think Taylor Swift is much smarter.
How so?
She's a better songwriter, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Gaga's got that kind of that shock value. She's definitely got talent, but Taylor Swift has made it just on pure talent and drive.
Yeah. So what do we have listening to this? Did you ever listen to this?
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off.
New song.
Okay, let's just flip through these, see what we think. Right, here's Blank Space.
I like it.
So does she have to change her whole routine, the musicians she's working with, that sort of thing, or can they all adapt to the different styles?
I think they can probably adapt. I don't know whether she did or not, but when you get to this level, these guys can play anything.
Well, the other side of it is that they probably collaborate somewhat when they put all of this stuff together. She's comfortable with them. I would think that would be a factor here.
It's interesting, though. I mean, I follow a lot of small and, you know, mid-sized bands who don't really get the national attention. Right. And when they get signed by a major record label, boom, you see them come in. And, okay, I know this guy's your buddy and you went to high school together, but we got a professional drummer for you now, so he's gone. Or, you know, I know your bass player is married to your sister, but he's not cutting it, so he's out, and here's your new bass player. You see it a lot. But I would imagine she's got the power to, she calls any
she
shots.
She what she wants.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Nobody's telling her who her bass player is.
My read on this is that listening to her music in the last couple of years, it's sort of steadily migrated in this direction. The country player went to country pop, and then, so I think these musicians probably adapted with her. Why? What would be the advantages of leaving leaving country to go more pop when there is the largest focus of audience is country music?
I think it's just what she's feeling actually right now. I mean, her last few albums have been way more poppy than they have been country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
but think
you know,
about this: you've already got one genre locked up,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, country is by far the most popular music genre right now. You've got that locked up. Why not go get the other fans?
So you think country fans would buy this stuff anywhere?
I think many of them would.
I think the younger ones will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
fans are very loyal.
They are.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So is she okay? What's her head like? Is she her head screwed on so far? So good. 24
yeah,
years
it
old.
Seems to be. I mean, she was dating very publicly for a while, but I think she learned that lesson. And either she's not dating or she's not doing it publicly. So I think that's smart. You know, you don't want everybody involved in your personal business all the time.
You don't want people involved in your personal business.
But she writes songs about all of her stuff. So yeah. You know, eventually people figure out who she's talking about. There's a song on this album, I'm not sure which one it is, that she wrote about her feud with Katy Perry.
Yeah. What's her feud with Katy Perry? What she
I guess she felt that Katy Perry sabotaged her, was like hired away some of her backup dancers right before her tour, and so she's got it out for Katy Perry, and Katy Perry responded to it on Twitter saying that she's a Regina George, which is a reference to Mean Girls, the movie Mean Girls.
Yeah. It's called Bad Blood. I don't have that one.
It's called...
And don't say it.
All right. Well, anyway, I think she's something to be admired, and she's a great role model as far as I can figure. Taylor Swift on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
For many seniors, expenses add up fast.
Since 2007, the number of food insecure seniors has increased by 49% nationally, while the number of seniors in the total population has doubled.
Paula Reichel of the Capital Area Food Bank.
There's an extremely strong connection between nutrition and senior health.
If you need food assistance, here are some options. Let's begin with SNAP, formerly called food stamps. Often seniors get a larger benefit than many people think.
So to qualify for SNAP, there are a number of factors. It's actually a pretty lengthy application, which is another reason why seniors may be discouraged from applying.
The average benefit is $130 a month. Your income must be low. You can deduct several things that may help you qualify, including out-of-pocket medical expenses. You can get help filling out the forms at a SNAP office. Tomorrow, the Commodity Supplemental Food Program. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
That I wanted to call your attention to. Doug Steffen, The Personal Approach, The Conversation with Richie, and Kenny and Rich, and Richie. Richie got two.
Yeah, I'm all over the place, really.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Jennifer, Richie.
I need a raise.
Kenny and Doug, okay. There is a book called At War, which is the story of the rise of the military internet complex, something that I have brought to your attention three or four times over the past 4 or 5 months. The frightening, and I don't like those words, I don't like scary words, but the frightening realization of how much the military is into the internet and how this whole thing is, the flux, and how you can use the internet and computers to be at war, never mind to control the implements of war, but actually wage war using the internet.
Oh, that is the next cycle of war.
Oh, my God. And read this stuff. Jennifer was talking about how she didn't sleep last night.
We're being attacked on a daily basis.
What are you reading? She's reading all this horrible stuff. You never want to read this stuff when you go to sleep. Never want to read this stuff.
No, but I mean, China and Russia, they have waged digital war on the United States.
Yeah, I don't wonder if they're waging it against each other.
You know, that's a great question. I don't know.
Because they're always, the focus is always on us and how they want to take shots at us, which is understandable because of our position. But you got to wonder, the two of them, they don't get along. The Russian leaders and the Chinese leaders don't get along at all. And so what does that mean? You know, they're supposedly the big muscle commie boys, but they don't get along. So what does that mean they're doing? Do you think we're the only ones being victimized by each other? I'm betting they're into each other's pants big time. here.
What do they have that the other one wants?
In terms of the oil and the natural gas.
And China has the cloaking device that took down Malaysian Airlines.
That's right. Yeah. That's why the Malaysian airliner went down, is because the scientists who invented the cloaking device were on the plane.
There you go. Took it for a ride, as
they
it were.
They took them.
Took them. Okay. So the other book that I'm reading is called Ebola. You knew somebody was going to come out with a book.
Oh, that's a happy book.
Right away.
Yeah, really.
The frightening and fascinating future of humanity. The natural and human.
Ebola sounder here.
Yeah.
Ebola.
Ebola. So the book is written by a fellow named David Quammen, Quammen. And what he goes through here is the cycle of things. I thought we ought to bring Jack in for this. Rich, have you hooked up to Jack yet?
I don't know. Hold on. Let's see. Jack, you there?
Where is Jack?
All right, well, let me get him.
The way the book puts forth the countries and where it all came from and kind of relates it a little bit to pre-human species. And I just find it to be historically, I don't know whether this is accurate or isn't accurate, because I've never seen a book like it before, but you knew that somebody had to go back to before 1976 when the virus emerged from the jungles of the Sudan. It disappeared as quickly as it became an overnight news sensation. It was gone. And now it's back again. And so this fellow takes a scientific approach to the research that's been done. Has it been done accurately? What do we need to know? It just is one of those things that will sell because Ebola is the word at the moment. And the hot zones and I'm calling it to your attention because I find it interesting.
Ebola.
Right, exactly. Meanwhile, did you find Jack? What happened to Jack?
We're still yeah, he's right there.
Jack, you there?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
I want to see what the story... Well, I want to, I guess, as I look at this book called Ebola, I want to spend a little bit of time on it, the essence of how information gets twisted and turned around. You've been sort of a naysayer when it came to the hysterical stuff that's there, but yet you still say there are things to be concerned about with regard to Ebola quarantines, the rules, what actually you can do to overcome this disease. You don't ever get it if you have a strong gut. It pretty much goes back to the same thing. But you had some other exceptional things that you were talking about in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I wonder if you still feel the same about it, or is more information making you change your mind?
Well, probably another good book is The Hot Zone that was published in 1994.
I was just talking about that. I just mentioned that just to your
yes,
in coordination with this
I
one.
Just finished reading that.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about its the history from 1980 up through 1989 with the big Ebola outbreak in Washington, D.C. that almost nobody knows about. And
tell us about that. No, tell us about that.
Well, it was Ebola Restin. And what happened is that they were importing a bunch of monkeys in from the Philippines.
See, I just made reference to that, and people thought, uh-oh, but that's true. The monkey, this stuff was like HIV.
Oh,
they started, they put it into, they manufacture it, they stick it into these monkeys to see what will happen.
Well, you
right?
know, the monkey's physiology is somewhat similar to human.
Yeah.
But it was called the Monkey House, and it's a redistribution place for monkeys for medical research all around the country. So they first come there, and then they've got to be quarantined and make sure that they're healthy before they're redistributed to various research facilities in around the nation. So what happened was suddenly they started to get really ill. And the bottom line is they ended up having to put down about 500 monkeys. Mm-hmm. The army came in from Fort Detrick to take over the location of the place. And what they found out was that this particular species of Ebola was airborne. because monkeys were getting sick throughout the facility who had no physical contact with one another. But the interesting thing was, some of the people that were there, four workers that were there, were exposed to this Ebola. It got into their bloodstream, but it didn't hurt them. In fact, they never even became symptomatic whatsoever. So it was a mutated version of either Ebola Zaire or Ebola Sudan that mutated again. They don't know how it got to the Philippines, but they know how it got to Washington. And it was a massive scare that was kept undercover. The TV stations knew a little bit about it, but they made a couple of logistical errors. Otherwise, it would have been 60 minutes for an entire month. And the Army got it done, got it covered up, got it cleaned up. Now that building's been destroyed. There's nothing there.
All right. I'm going to have your hair's going to stand on edge now. Down the street from my farm, less than a mile, is the Harvard Primate Research Center.
Wow.
140 acres that is cordoned off, police guards, got to have a key card to get in. Protests go on there all the time because of the research that's been done there over the past 40 years. It's called the Primate Research Center. Primates not being humans, primates being orangutans, monkeys, chimpanzees, things that Jack just described, beings that Jack has described. And if you, I'm told by a woman that I knew who worked there for a long time as a researcher, these animals are almost human. They are in their, the emotion that they are able to declare, their intelligence, all kinds of things. They mimic the human being in many ways. They would do and are doing, and they've, this stuff reportedly was there, that is the Ebola virus that managed to affect our country. Harvard was hired, as I was told, to do research as to how to block it. But in fact, what would happen, they did scenarios as to what would happen if it got out. And there were people who thought that, and that's when the protesting started, it was almost a year after the work began there, that some of the virus had escaped from this facility, not to anything local. We never had, although the people who were protesting, some of them were protesting the fact that it was even there. They wanted to close it down. And over the years, Harvard has sort of tried to close it down or said they were going to close it down three or four times, and they never do. They always continue to keep this the research going, and I'm betting dollars to donuts right now. There's all kinds of Ebola research going on at this facility, which is basically, well, as I said, less than a mile from my farm. And you wonder, okay, what happens if this stuff gets out? Is one of the monkeys gets loose or something?
Well, a monkey did get loose at the Reston facility in 1989. Reston, Virginia. Mm-hmm. It didn't get loose outside the building. It got loose inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bit of a scare at that time because these things bite.
Yeah.
And they have these huge canine fangs, and so it caused a lot of fear before they realized that humans who contracted Ebola Reston did not become symptomatic, even though the Ebola flowed through their system. But it still comes down to calcium. They're looking for a vaccine,
mm-hmm.
but it's the calcium wave. It's what we've known for over a decade now. The big gift of nature to mankind is the calcium wave, part of the immune system that destroys viruses on contact. And so when there's a good serum content, and as well as deep tissue content of calcium, it's the best protection you can possibly have, which is why I would love to be able to go to West Africa, draw blood samples of the people who survive this stuff when it moves through their neighborhoods, and check for deep tissue calcium, because I know that's probably one of the big differences between those who survive and those who don't.
All right, let me change the focus for a second. What do you know, if anything? It's not a trick question. I just don't know, but I've been reading and hearing a lot. We had a question, actually, over the weekend in the medical hour about mineral water with silicon. Mineral water with silicon, and it's supposed to be very good for your brain. In fact, the people who are talking about it, this is not a commercial venture, say that this is the key to preventing Alzheimer's and dementia. mineral water with silicon in it. You know, I talk a lot about fish oils and those sorts of things, making sure you have plenty of oil, getting blood into your brain, that sort of thing, keeping away from stainless steel pots and pans, aluminum pots and pans, that sort of thing as well. The aluminum arm deodorant, any of that stuff. But what do we know, if anything? Have you heard anything about this mineral water?
Silica, for, you know, silica sand, just basic sand.
Right.
We know that cultures around the planet that have much lower problems with cancer, heart disease, even dementia, which Alzheimer's is a part of that family, are the people who live on the ocean shores, especially the Mediterranean people. And they say, well, it's the Mediterranean diet. Yes, that's very contributing to good health, especially mental and heart health. But when you get into the intimate parts of those diets, you find out they have an awful lot that comes from the sea, very silicon-rich foods. And so there is some research that's going on in that area as to why. Why does silica, you know, there's a plant called the pussy willow that grows near ponds. We all know, especially back east, we don't have a whole lot of that out here in the west. Mm-hmm. But we know that the extracts that come from pussy willow have an awful lot to do to help maintain mental health. And so there are some products out there in the market that have extracts of that because it's a high silicon content. Now, as far as the deepest, most up-to-date research is concerned, there's still some questions here and there as to why. We just know that silica-based, not silica-based, but foods that are silica-rich seem to contribute to better heart and mental health.
Silica and mental health and just general health. All right. There are a couple of things here that I wanted you to work over with us. Now, if we want to have just a moment to get to the bottom line with a couple of these studies that I have come across and how they relate to actually some of the matters we were just talking about. The Boston Heart Diagnostic Center has done a research study into the fatty acids in the blood of people involved in the Framingham Heart Study, one of the fastest growing health companies that happen to be based here in Framingham. And it's a private company that is, in this circumstance, looking at fatty acid levels and the balance of beneficial and detrimental plasma fatty acids. You know, we hear so many people talking about how fat is bad for you. Well, certain types of fat are bad for you, but other types of fat, like omega-3s, you can't live without. Right?
Well, absolutely. The omega-3s, omega-6s, what research has shown is we usually want at least a 2, if not 3-to-1 ratio between omega-3s and omega-6s. The dry weight of the brain is 65% to 70% fat. The primary amount of that is DHA, which is an omega-3 fatty acid, which is why you see Time magazine here was a month or two ago with a big slab of butter on the front page saying what they told you about butter was wrong.
Yeah,
we know butter is one of the healthiest foods on the face of the planet, as well as any kind of, a lot of animal saturated fats, the stuff you get from whole raw milk from a cow, the dairy products that come from whole raw milk, we know are very beneficial, not just to the brain, but for the heart as well.
Yeah. Well, there's that, and then there was the research done, and now this woman has taken the research and turned it into a company, and she's become a billionaire. She's 30 years old and has a company that's called Theranos, T-H-E-R-A-N-O-S. And what she's developed is a system for taking the blood, a drop of your blood, and being able to analyze the 70-point structure of not only the blood, but all of the various things. You know, normally a good blood test has been 24, 25 points, your triglyceride level and cholesterol level and the various things that are important to be able to read, white cell versus red cell. But this thing that she's developed tests 70 different things using just a dropper of blood that you get by pinpricking the end of your finger.
Yeah, we're moving in the right direction.
I just think it's fascinating.
Well, live blood studies are always so much more vitally important when there's oxygen present in the serum study than blood stuff that's dead.
Really? That's very interesting. Well, that's how this woman, God love her, she created, she had an idea, she created something out of it, and has become one of America's most prominent entrepreneurs.
Well, you can expand it into full size. Would study of a living human being tell you more about human physiology than the study of a cadaver?
Yeah.
Obviously. So the same thing with live blood cell studies.
Yeah.
Hey, 636, the answer to Ebola right there on my website. 636, you can download the MP3 for free.
Mm-hmm.
JackStockwell.com.
JackStockwell.com and his Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Lots of information there. Help yourself to it. JackStockwell.com. Jack, thank you.
Let
me spend a minute talking, sort of revving up or refocusing on Omax 3 Ultra Pure, which is all about what Jack and I have just been talking about. Omega-3s, the most important for health all through your body. Here's how you get a free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Call 800-316-7918 or go online to Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com. Omax 4, Doug, I'm sorry, Doug 4, Omax 3.com. Order it that way, a free 30-day supply, or call 800-316-7918. Free, 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 great, great, great. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Movie Moments time. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. He's responsible for all things movie-oriented, DVDs, anything video. Chuck writes about him on his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, and is here most every day to comment on some aspect of movie making. I noticed with some interest that the Fast and Furious franchise, how do you like that for alliteration, Chucker? Fast and Furious franchise. They always, obviously, you're putting Fast and or Furious in the title so people will know exactly what they're going to get. But the Universal title for the latest film is just Furious 7. Why'd they do that? It was originally called Fast and Furious 7. And now the Facebook page for the movie shows a poster. Furious 7 has Vin Diesel in it, Michelle Rodriguez, Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, Kurt Russell, Paul Walker shot most of his scenes for the film before he was killed in that accident, and his
Correct.
Brothers appear apparently in any of the holds, the distant holds. So what do we know about this? Why are they messing around with the title?
I think it's just simple. They always want to change it up a bit in Furious 7. I think most people who made the six previous films very successful know that this is a Fast and Furious film, so it's going to do big box office. You know, it's interesting, Doug. This is one of the few franchises which each film, they've escalated the success. I mean, the last one made more money than the previous five entries, so it's more popular as it goes on instead of waning in popularity like some franchises do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more as it goes on and on and on. It's something you could almost figure would go on like some
and,
of
and
these.
They're very, and they're very smart about it. I mean, bringing Kurt Russell in is a good move, and Jason Statham is playing the villain in the film,
really?
Which was also, I think, a pretty good move.
Huh. Now, so The Expendables is another one of those franchises. Does that go on forever?
I don't know. The last one, Part 3, which I thought was the best in the franchise, I liked it a lot. It was one of my favorite films of the summer. Didn't do very well at the box office, so there's a possibility we may not see another Expendables film.
Huh.
I say 50-50.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Chucker's got some movie news for us in a moment. Stand by for that here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The new Happy Pill is sweeping the nation. Over 1 million Well Tabs have now been sold. And if you're ready to feel more confident and positive, our sponsor, Well Tabs, is giving away another 50 free bottles today to our listeners. Call now, 800-457-9751. The powerful herbs and plant extracts in Well Tabs are used separately around the world to reduce symptoms of stress, and they're giving 50 free bottles to our listeners. Do you feel worn out, overwhelmed, angry, nervous, or weak? Do you worry too much about money, your health, or what people think about you? The ingredients in Well Tabs support a positive mood and can help you feel relaxed, stronger, and more confident, both physically and emotionally. So if you want to feel less stressed, to be healthier and happier, just call right now before today's 50 free bottles reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-457-9751. 800-457-9751. 800-457-9751.
Hi. I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, Chuck. What's in the movie news, good Doug. Movie news box today. Movie moves.
Here's some casting. Another day, Doug. Another superhero story. Actor Benedict Cumberbatch, who played a villain, a terrific villain in the last Star Trek film, reportedly in the final negotiations to play Marvel superhero Doctor Strange. I think that's a good marriage because this guy is a fascinating actor. I'm not that familiar with the character, but the bottom line is when you get one of these superhero movies now, as an actor, it's the equivalent of hitting Lotto and pretty much will set you for 10 lifetimes. He'll play a standalone movie, Doctor Strange, and also be spun off in the Marvel Universe, which means he could appear in Avengers 3 and so on and so forth. I got a chance to see two movies, Doug, over the weekend. One was John Wick with Keanu Reeves. It did $14 million in business. I liked it, but I must say, I warn you, it is extremely
yeah,
violent.
To see it.
I
yeah.
gave it a 7 out of 10. And I also went to see St. Vincent with Bill Murray. I liked it, didn't love it. 7 out of 10 for me. One of the frustrations I have watching Bill Murray, he refuses and absolutely refuses to be funny like he was in the 80s. And it does have some laughs, but all the
humor. Jim Carrey's trying to be funny like he was in the 80s right now, and it's getting a lot of attention. So
Trying to be funny.
He is. He's still funny.
Yeah. Hi, Chuck Curry here, our movie person on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.